As the Rebbe just mentioned, just again to remind everyone, the schedule is during throughout the days of the week, aside from Sunday and on Thursday, we have a very special opportunity here in Yeshiva. We know we just read during the end of davening, we read a brisa quote at the end of Masechta Nidah that Hashona Halachas b'chol yom. Anyone who learns Halachas every single day on a daily basis is muvtach lo shu ben olam haba. He has a promise from Chazal that person will be zoche to olam haba. And it's not just a halacha seder that we're going to have for a couple of minutes to about 5 to 9 every day after davening, but this is an olam haba seder over here. And anyone who's going to be around the Beis Medrash right after davening for the halacha seder has a guarantee for olam haba that it's certainly worth your while to try to stick around and follow as much as you can during the halacha shir. The Chodesh Elul that we're standing in right now, up until and through Yom Kippur, we have a very limited amount of time. Once the slichos begin, we're not going to have time after davening to be having the halacha seder. So I think on the calendar is about 10 days of halacha shiurim that we have in this zman over here. In those 10 days, we're going to try to cover a very large amount of material. We're going to try to be dealing with, starting with already today, Mir Tashem, some of the halachas about the different elements of tefillahs that apply here in Eretz Yisrael that we don't have in Chutzlar, we're going to be trying to deal with the halachas, of course, of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkah as well. And this year in particular, we have a special opportunity, once every 7 years, the mitzvah Shmitas Ksafim, and the dinam of a prusbol, that the idea of relinquishing your loans, and how to write a proper prusbol, things that are relevant to all of us, and again, something that happens once every 7 years only. So we have a lot that we're going to try to do in the next 10 days. So without any further introductions, let's jump straight into some of the halachos that we'll begin with the Mir Tashem this morning. One of probably the most obvious example of the difference in the davening that we have here in Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlart, and just since it's something we're going to be doing on a daily basis, basically, we should get used to some of the halachas, and many of us are not familiar at all with the dinim here, happens to be the realm, the area of Birkas Kohanim. Okay? The idea of the duchening, the Birkas Kohanim that we have every single day. And I definitely want to start off with the halachas of Birkas Kohanim that relate to the non-Kohanim, to those of us who are in the Tzibur, who are not the Zochet to be the Kohanim of the Am. But what are the halachas that pertain and are relevant to us, those who are listening into the Birkas Kohanim? And there happen to be many halachas that relate to those who are listening in to the bracha. For example, probably the most important thing we have to know is the Biur Halacha quotes in the very beginning of Siman Kuf Kaf Ches. We're going to be following throughout the year different sections of the Mishnah Berurah. If someone wants to follow along inside, you're certainly welcome to do that. Birkas Kohanim is found in the beginning of the second chelik of the Mishnah Berurah, and it's in the Kuf Kaf Ches, the Biur Halacha. The very first piece brings in the name of the Sefer Charedim the following very, very important point. The Sefer Charedim says that not only are the Kohanim having mitzvah min haTorah to give the bracha, the Birkas Kohanim, to the people, but the Am has a mitzvah to listen in to the Birkas Kohanim as well. And the Am, the Tzibur that are listening, are nichlal, are included in the mitzvah d'oraisa of Birkas Kohanim. The Sefer HaFlo, one of the great Achronim Ksubas of Kav Daled, points out that the reasoning behind that, even though the Torah seems to direct the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim to the Kohanim only, but says the HaFlo, the reason behind that is that since the Kohanim have a mitzvah to give a bracha to somebody, to the people that are out there, that means the listeners are an absolute requirement to that mitzvah. You can't have the bracha without them. Therefore, the HaFlo says it's only logical that they're included in that mitzvah as well. The Torah, when it envisioned the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim, was directing that to the people listening into the bracha as well. So anyone who is present, or anyone who makes sure that they are present during the time of Birkas Kohanim, is being mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa according to the Sefer Charedim. So how do we go about being mekayim that mitzvah of listening in to the Birkas Kohanim? So, jumping a little bit further ahead, and that's Simon. We're taking a look again. If you're following in Sif Kuf Gimel and Simon Kuf Kuf Ches, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, brings the following two major points that we're going to divide into a lot of details as we go along. There are two basic principles that have to be kept in mind when we're listening to the bracha. Number one is that we have to make sure that there's no what's called Hesach Hadas. We're not diverting our attention away from the bracha. We have to be paying attention to the bracha that's being given to us. We'll discuss that in just a couple of minutes, or just a couple of seconds, really. In the second halacha, in a general sense, that there is that the people have to be standing, the listeners have to be standing, what's called panim keneged panim, face to face, listening into the Birkas Kohanim. And we'll try to elaborate on both of those halachos right now. First and foremost, in terms of the rule of not having hesach hadas, not diverting our attention away from the bracha. It goes without saying, which is why the Mechaber doesn't really even elaborate on this point at all. What that basically means, in its most simplest of senses, is that the people listening in have to listen to the bracha. That means this is not the time to be doing anything other than listening to what the Kohanim are saying. We shouldn't be reading. We shouldn't be staring at the walls. We shouldn't be counting the hairs on our fingers during Birkas Kohanim. We certainly should not be talking to somebody else during the Birkas Kohanim. Not rapping our tefillin, not doing whatever it is that we might be doing. We should be paying attention, mila by mila, word by word, to the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch was giving us through the Kohanim Am Kedoshecha, and again trying to follow, trying to appreciate the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch was giving us. That's the basic idea of paying attention. But in order to ensure that, to guarantee that we're actually following and paying attention, Chazal came about and gave certain details that govern what we're supposed to be doing during the Birkas Kohanim. So for example, the Mishaburu writes on Sifkat and Pei Tes as follows. There is a Gemara in Chagiga that many of us are familiar with on Daf Tes Zayin. We're probably not familiar with the Gemara in Chagiga Tes Zayin, but it is. The Gemara there points out that during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohanim were giving the bracha, and the Shechina was Shora al Yedei Kohanim, the Shechina itself emanated and was present on the hands of the Kohanim who were giving the bracha, it was considered a dangerous thing to the person's health and well-being to be staring at the Shechina. Your eyes shouldn't be looking at such a thing. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu turned his eyes away from the Shechina by the snare, we're not supposed to be staring at the Shechina. The Gemara points out that that is not allowed to be done when the Kohanim are giving over the bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, as we're probably basically aware with, that Bizman Hazeh, when Kohanim, even though it's still a mitzvah d'oraisa to be giving the Birkas Kohanim, but we notice, those of us who every once in a while do take a little peek at the Kohanim, we don't seem to see any massive presence of the Shechina floating around the hands of the Kohanim. We just don't seem to have that. We always envision, at least I always envision, something the Shechina relating when they opened up the Ark in the Raiders of the Lost Ark, when Indiana Jones is there and ever, that light shone out of the thing and people melted and were going crazy, etc. We don't seem to see such a presence of the Shechina in that kind of a form when the Kohanim are sticking up their hands, vis manenu today. In theory, that idea of not staring, to not be looking at the Shechina, doesn't apply anymore, the Mishnah Berurah writes. That's true. However, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Since the Chazal were sensitive that we should be listening to the bracha, if the people are staring at the hands of the Kohanim, and we know that the Kohanim have very interesting things that they're doing with their hands during the Birkas Kohanim, so if a person's going to be watching all the different moves that each of the individual Kohanim are making with their hands during the bracha, you're not focusing so much on the words and on the bracha, but you're watching the different motions that are going on up there. So therefore, Chazal still had told us, the Mishnah Berurah points out, that in order to maintain a concentration, we don't look at the hands of the Kohanim anymore today either. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out a very, very important thing, that because the actual, real, heavy-duty issue of not staring at the Shechina doesn't apply, on a technical level, it's not really wrong to catch a quick glimpse at the hands of the Kohanim. You shouldn't stare, because we want you to be paying attention to the bracha, but you don't have to go crazy about not looking and holding your hands over your eyes, etc. The actual din does not apply. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that as a zecher lamikdash, in order to try to remember what it was like bizman the Beis HaMikdash, we still try to maintain the higher standard, and we don't look at the hands of the Kohanim at all while they're giving the brachos, even on a casual, quick kind of a basis. Partially that's because many of the Achronim bring a quote from a Sefer HaZohar and Parshas Naso, that even Bizman Hazeh is still some minimal Hashrat HaShechina on the hands of the Kohanim as they're giving the bracha. So in light of that Zohar as well, we try not to even look quickly at the hands of the Kohanim, and we divert our attention away. Now, along with that, the point we have to mention, this will be the last area we cover today, that despite the fact that we're not supposed to be looking at the hands of the Kohanim, we have to keep in mind that there still is a halacha that our bodies have to be faced, like we mentioned before, panim kineged panim, face to face with the Kohanim. You'll find in many places, if you look around during Birkas Kohanim, but again, you're not supposed to do that because you're supposed to be paying attention, but if one does look around the room during Birkas Kohanim, sometimes it happens that you'll see people turn their backs away from the Kohanim, especially in Chutz La'aretz on the Yom Tov, and we have it only three times a year. that should have Birkas Kohanim, so people who are not so familiar with the halachos would turn away, not to stare at the hands of the Kohanim. That is a direct violation of a halacha. Those people who are turning their back to the Kohanim are not getting the bracha, and rejecting the bracha of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe unknowingly, but that lemais is what's happening. That is certainly not the right thing to do. You're still supposed to be face to face, but not staring. You can close your eyes. You can look down at the floor. Those who wear talasim, the Mishabur brings in Sifkan Sadi Beis, that there's a minig, he brings in the name of the Darkei Moshe, to cover your face with your talis, not to be looking at the hands of the Kohanim. Any one of those things is certainly a viable method to make sure you're not staring, but that is the basic halacha of not having Hesach Hadas. And Amir Hashem tomorrow will pick up at some of the other dinim of Birkas Kohanim.